This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. A Clear Creek County judge will not dismiss the charges against two sheriff's deputies charged in the death of Christian Glass. CPR's Allison Sherry.
Glass was stuck on the side of the road and called 911 for help last summer. Deputies responded, and despite Glass telling them he was scared to get out of his own car, they ultimately broke his windows and one deputy shot and killed him. Glass was never suspected of committing a crime. The deputy, Andrew Buin, was charged with second-degree murder, and his sergeant at the time was charged with criminally negligent homicide. They were both fired from the sheriff's office. Their lawyers asked that their cases get dismissed, but the judge says they had malicious intent when Glass was killed. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Arapaho County Board of Commissioners voted down an oil and gas moratorium, CPR's Dan Boyce.
Commissioners heard from those opposed and in favor of the 174-well proposal. Aurora resident Kevin Chan supported the moratorium.
We understand the needs and necessities of oil and gas.
Commissioners went on to vote 3-2 against the moratorium. The driller, Civitas Resources, says they still will not file permits for the next 6 months. It plans to use that time to work directly with local governments on reaching broader consensus. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A Colorado Senate bill aims to give nearly $3 million to hire more wildfire investigators and get resources to local fire departments. It advanced through a Senate committee this week. You're listening to CPR News. Colorado Matters is next.